In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony. What can we give God? He's got everything. But you know what? He wants something from you. I'm reading from the 12th chapter of Romans. I appeal to you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. What can we give God? Our bodies, our lives. You say, but that's what the nuns do. That's what the priests do. No, that's what the Christians do. It's what the Christians do. You know, it's just the way it is. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice of praise. And when you present your bodies, you're presenting everything that you are and everything that you have as a living sacrifice of praise. This is God's will for you. This is God's will for me. Present our bodies as a living sacrifice of praise. In other words, surrender. We talked about surrender, and we're going to talk about it on Friday. Surrender your will to God, and He will do everything for you. That's real. When we surrender ourselves to God, He will do everything for us. That's real. That's real.
When we understand what Jesus did for us on the cross, then suddenly giving our lives, our finances, our anxieties doesn't seem like such a big deal. What can we give to God because He owns everything? We can give our will because the only thing He doesn't own and He's given us is free will. He's given you free will to choose sin, which brings death, or Jesus, which brings life. You know, I've heard truly the only things we can give back to God are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Love, peace, patience. And we gain the fruits of the Holy Spirit by praying for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Piety, fortitude, understanding, knowledge. You know, when we give over our will to the Lord, which in itself is an act of will, we can become filled with the anointing, which is the Holy Spirit. You are destined to live a life which is so pleasing to God. Your life can be like a sweet fragrance going up to the Father, of love, of joy, of peace. Because you cannot please God without faith. And there is faith, hope, and charity. But charity and love is the greatest. You know, Jesus went on that cross. Jesus came on this earth as an act of love. As an act, His life was a sacrifice for you. And now we are called, we know intimacy with Jesus when we walk in His footsteps. You don't need to go on the cross, but you are called to love and carry your daily crosses. You know, it's so simple, the message of the gospel. Sin is the only thing that makes things complicated. But it all comes down to love. So what can you give God? Only your love, your adoration, your surrender. Because once you are given over to God, and He wants you today to give whatever's bothering you over to Him, He wants you to give everything over to Him, then you can be glorified and walk in a realm of living in heaven and on earth. Your brain and your mind can be conformed to the mind of Christ. You know, you can be reborn and remade in the image of Jesus. What affects the world should not affect Christians. Jesus was not affected or afflicted by the world. Yes, he suffered the consequences of the world, but Jesus was never moved by other people because he had the full power of God in him. And Jesus wants to give that to you today, but it only comes with your surrender.
We keep on hearing the word surrender. Chapter 12, verse 1, is the whole experience of surrender. I appeal to you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is acceptable to God. This is your spiritual worship. You see, it's not only saying, Jesus, I love you, but it's saying, Jesus, I love you and I give myself to you. And you know, we all do it imperfectly. But God knows that we do it the best way that we can. See, I'm not an angel. I'm a human being. And I have given my body over to the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, I'm sure there's some part of me that I still hold to myself. And I don't want that. I want my whole self to be given to Jesus Christ. You see, I'm always honest with you. I'm not telling you that Father Tom is angelic. Oh, no. Father Tom is a human being changed by the blood of Jesus. Father Tom knows Jesus. I remember one of the teachers, he's gone to God now, and he was always very abrupt. That was a veneer. And I remember he said, I have a back problem. I said, do you want me to pray for you? And he said, okay. He was abrupt. So I went into his room and began to pray. And it was a short prayer. He said, that's an awful short prayer. I said, that's all you could stand. The Lord knows that. I didn't have to do a large one. But he was healed. Amen. He was healed. Then there was another professor who didn't like me, who said that people would not like me. But I have thousands of people who pray for me and who love me. This is real. This is real. You know, that priest was a human being too. And he thought that I was not suited for the people of God. But you see, God showed me that he was wrong. It's all a grace. It's the grace of God. We have nothing to give God but ourselves by his grace. If I even want to think about it, it's a grace to think about giving ourselves to God as a spiritual worship. Yes, as a spiritual worship. How do I do it? Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will.
How do we love God? How do we love Jesus? We love God by following his commands, by letting him in and opening our heart wide. You know, the more we become like Jesus, the more we share in his life. That not means only the good, but the sufferings. You know, the holier Father Tom has become, the more persecution he has faced. But you know, it says in the word that when we share in Christ's sufferings, we also share in his glory. You know, right now, a lot of people, you are being touched by the Lord. The anointing's on Father Tom, but truly the anointing is the Holy Spirit. Right now, the Holy Spirit is coming upon you. Headaches are being healed. Your heart's being touched. You know, it's through this experiential knowledge that we truly come to know the Lord. The commandments are good, but and we need to follow them, but the law has passed and now grace abounds. You know, we can open up wide and ask for the glory of the Father to come down. Jesus opened the gates for heaven. We have all of heaven with us. You know, if you have a perspective of what's going on in heaven, the saints are praying for you. Angels are hearkening at the worship of the Lord. Then our life can very easily become a sacrifice to God. Because all we'll want to do is please the Lord. Because when we please the Lord, it becomes pleasing to us as we become conformed with His will. Do you know that Jesus has a divine will for your life? If you're listening, He has a divine will for everyone's life. But you've been chosen. We don't choose God. He has chosen you. And He's choosing you right now to hear this. Like Father Tom says, it's all a grace. And you know, we have been so graced by what we can receive from God. You know, it's so good. We are so blessed to be living in the period after Jesus came, where, you know, even the apostles, they walked with Jesus, but Jesus told them, you know, I got to go, and it's better that I do go, because He's going to send you down the Holy Spirit. God truly now lives inside of you. We can have the wisdom of God. We can be infused with the knowledge of God. You know, when we meditate, like on the rosary, on the life of Jesus, you know, when we meditate on the proclamation of the kingdom, supernaturally infused in us will be how to proclaim the kingdom, the traits of Jesus. When we meditate on the crucifixion of the Lord, supernaturally the love and the passion that Jesus had for us to go on that cross will be infused into us. You know, we are truly supernatural people living in a natural world. You have been given all the graces of God today, so just open up, because the Holy Spirit's flooding you right now.
To be a Christian is supernatural. It is not something that's natural. It's the grace of God. And you know, we talk to people, says, I'm a Christian. Are you? I'm a Christian. I believe Jesus died for me. Have you ever encountered Him? Have you ever experienced Him? Has He changed your life? I tell you, He changed my life. He changed my life. And I want to also tell you this. Whenever I wanted to grab on to something or someone, He took it away. He took it away because He knew. I said, you can have it all. Oh, yes. It wasn't fine when it happened, but it was the best that could happen, because God took it away so that I would spend my eternity loving Him. This is real. I'll give you an example. There was a priest that I admired very much. And one day he came to me and said, I don't want to be your friend. My heart was broken, taken away from me. My heart was broken. But you know what? The Lord's glory has soothed my heart. He soothed my heart. That priest, I still admire him, but he's not my friend. You see, I was holding on to him, and the Lord said, no, no, no. You cannot hold on to anything but me. Remember Peter walking on the water? Oh, yes, come to me, Jesus said. And he was walking on the water until the wind started to blow. Until the wind started to blow, and he sank. Why? Because he took his eyes off of Jesus. I tell you, when you become his friend, he strips you of everything and gives you himself. This is real. I'm telling you things that are real. I'm not trying to build you up. It's hard to be a Christian. Oh, yes, it's a supernatural way of life. And you're living in a natural world that really hates Jesus. The natural world is against Jesus. You can tell the natural world that my higher power is a bottle of water. You've got to be kidding. But the world would accept that. When you start saying my higher power is the Lord Jesus Christ, the world will not accept that. He will not accept that, the world. Why? Because Jesus came to transform the people of the world. One by one. Have you ever been transformed? Just tell the Lord, transform me, Lord. I offer my body unto you, a living sacrifice of praise. Transform me, Lord. I need you. I love you. I want you. How much do you want him today? I tell you, every time I tell Jesus I love him, he must smile. Because I do. Sometimes the only prayer I can make is, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I have no other words to say. Or I speak in other languages and tongues. I love you, Jesus. That's enough. That is enough.
God's beyond words. Sometimes there are no words. But we say, I'm Christian. But to be Christian, we need to be Christ-like. But to be Christ-like, we need to experience the Christ. We need to become his friend. We need to know the secrets of his kingdom. And when we become friends with someone, friends share secrets with other friends. When we have the intimacy of God, we're infused with supernatural knowledge, supernatural truly love that allows us to understand the kingdom, that allows us, our eyes, to see through the eyes of the Lord, that gives us compassion which cannot come from human nature. We're fallen people in a fallen world. This is all a grace of God. You know, where we can't, God can. Where we're weak, God is strong. You know, where we end, God begins. God does strip it all away. I can attest, I'm going through the process. And it might be painful for a minute, but the best news, like Father Tom says, as you let Jesus do that, he replaces it with himself. As you let the Lord strip away everything of your life, he replaces it with himself. And I promise you, there is no greater grace, there is no greater gift than Jesus. You know, we got to think, do we love the things of Jesus, or do we love Jesus? Do we want the things of God, or do we just want God? It is great to want the things of God, the healings, the miracles, the glory of the Father, and I want it all. But truly, we gain this by just wanting God. When we're at our weakest point and we just say Jesus, and you become desperate for him, I just want you. That's what the point Jesus is trying to take you to, where nothing else matters. Because that's when your heart becomes wide open, and it's like a gateway for Jesus to enter in. It's a gateway for surrender. It's a gateway for the love of the Father, the love of Jesus, the Holy Spirit to just flood you. And you become so filled with Jesus that nothing else of this world can stay. And you know, no servant is greater than their master. When Jesus came, they hated him. The world will hate us, but it's okay, because the world is passing away. You know, God is always has, always was, and always will be. You know, heaven, there's an eternal realm in which we're called to live on this earth from. There's a place where we want to look through the eyes of God, of what's important. And as God strips away our, you know, our desires, our vanity, soon the car, the house, the type of clothes don't matter. And all that matters is God and spreading his kingdom. And these eternal truths are what's going to ring into eternity for you. These eternal truths are what's going to make you happy. And because you can only be happy when you're fulfilled, and you can only live a fulfilled life when you're fulfilling the plan that God has for you. So today, he just wants you to know he has such a plan for you. It's beyond measure. He has so much glory for you that it can't compare. He's choosing you. He chooses you every day. You've been chosen from the world. The love of the world and the love of the Father come in opposition with one another. So love the Father. Love God, and he'll give you grace beyond measure. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray you wash every listener in the rays of your divine mercy, and you give them a personal encounter in the goodness of you, so they can know you, not just in word, but in spirit and truth.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of Abraham offering Isaac. The Lord said, go to Mount Moriah and offer your son as a sacrifice for me. Now, Isaac was the one that was promised. And Abraham went, and just as he was to kill the boy, the angel stopped him. And there was a ram in the thicket to do the sacrifice. What Isaac are you holding on to? What Isaac am I holding on to? You've got to give it up. You've got to give it up. Maybe it's your son who's on drugs. You can't change him, honest. Because if you could, he would be changed. You have to really depend upon the Lord Jesus Christ to take your son and keep him safe. That doesn't mean you don't love him. That means you don't hold on to him. Don't hold on to him. You're keeping him from the Lord. Surrender your son to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you would be peaceful. You do not have to hold him to yourself. But I love him. I know you love him. But do you love him enough to let it go? Do you love him enough to let it go? That's a question you have to answer.
The ways of God are not the ways of humans. Only God can heal him or her. Only God can do everything. You know, the laws of God apply to everything. Surrender is always the answer. Surrender is always the answer. What do we have to surrender? We all have different things that God's showing to you right now. But the Lord's telling you, trust in me, and I promise it will work out. I don't only want your joy and your gladness. I want your trauma and your pain. You know, he's allowing you to be tormented because he's trying to pull it out of you. All he wants from you is everything. And all he wants you to receive is everything. And all he wants to give you is everything. All he wants you to trust, all he wants to trust you with is everything. But are we trustworthy? Am I trustworthy? And how are we trustworthy? we're trustworthy by trusting in Him. Because we know only through the Word, only through God, and only through Jesus can anything ever be healed.
Only through Jesus is there healing. Remember what Sadie taught me. No one can help you but Jesus. For no one but Jesus knows how. Oh, that little woman was a saint. Was a saint. A woman was a saint. And she only said little things. And I just loved Sadie. I would go to her house and she would say, you see this picture? The Lord is saying, I raise my eyes unto you. From whence comes my help? My help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Oh, she would teach me, little Sadie. She was in her 80s when God took her. She wasn't Catholic, but she was a saint of God. She loved the Lord so much. And I would find it very, very easy to come to her and to learn from her. You see, she was a child. And the Lord says, unless you become like a little child, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. She was a child. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He let His face shine upon you. May He look at you and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.